So we are reading, this is for Judah, page 473 in Kabbalah for the student. I don't want to forget, before we start, yesterday I had a televised talk with Owen about leadership, is that what it's called? And Moses. So you wanna watch it? I'm not sure which number talk it is. It's the second talk we had yesterday. I had two talks with him. It's still second talk. You wanna listen to it? I also talked about the role of Moses. Yes. Okay. So Kabbalah for the student, page 473. This is for Judah. And we are continuing from paragraph we need to understand. You can ask questions at cab.co.il. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, Kabbalah for the student, page 473, paragraph we need to understand. We need to understand this dispute.
וכמו שמזמין לבהמה כל משאלותיה ההכרחיים לקיומה ולהשלמת ענייניה, כן מזמין לאדם...
I'm sorry, I'm continuing directly from the Hebrew. It's in the wrong place. The writing says, the Lord will save man and beast, and as he invites, he gives to the beast everything that it needs. We should understand, therefore, where is man's advantage over the beast with respect to their own preparation. This is seen in their wishes, because man's wishes are different from those of the beast. And to that extent, man's salvation also is different from the salvation of the beast. Well, the salvation of the beast, what is it? Food, sex, family, power, knowledge. Man's salvation is to be similar to the Creator, bestowal and love, love of others. Yes. So, of course, these are two different forms of salvation. After all the scrutinies and examinations, we find no special need placed in man's desire that does not exist in all of the animate species, except for the awakening for adhesion with God. Only the human species is fit for it, and none other. It turns out that the whole thing about the existence of the human species is measured only by the preparation imprinted in it to crave his work. By that, he is superior to the beast. And many have already spoken about it, that even the theoretical mind for works and politics, we find with great intelligence in many species in the animal kingdom. Meaning, when we go out to disseminate, our purpose, our the ideal, yes, ideally, the best thing that can happen is if we could separate, clearly between those who are on the animate level and those who are on the human level, speaking. And then, with the speaking level, we'd bring them the wisdom of Kabbalah, and with the animate level, they're suffering. They're searching for salvation, but the material salvation. To them, we would bring the wisdom of the circle. In this way, we'd be separating them, and we would succeed. Our problem is that when we come to mixed audiences, we need to basically bring them. And we don't know the wisdom of the circle, the wisdom of Kabbalah, or this or that. So we are still, but again, Where does it all come from? From the people being still mixed. And if you start giving them the wisdom of Kabbalah, they're drawn. Oh, maybe it's good. I get something there. I see something. I acquire something. But afterwards, they lose that desire because within them, there is no real need for the revelation of the Creator for equivalence of form, much less when we're talking about very special souls, etc. So we are still don't have the right kind of orientation of direction with relation to the general public in terms of how we should approach them and speak to them. So we have to think about how to create that separation this way or the other, and as quickly as possible what to offer man. If we had a screen, like a monitor, where we could see, yes, if he has the shape of a donkey or the shape of a man, yes, then we'd know immediately what to do. Otherwise, it's a problem. What? But there is a clear distinction. The question, what is the meaning of life? I don't think a person can really answer it. Of course we can, through a few questions, we can sort them out. But the question is this, well, perhaps you're right, that we should start with a workshop, and in the workshop we somehow scrutinize, we hear, or perhaps we even explain to them openly that we have two roots, kind of, this kind of courses and that kind of courses, and we invite them to this or to that. Well, perhaps. Those with a spark for the revelation of the Creator will come. Will come. They'll come to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. Those without, they need some kind of a show or something that will draw them. And in such a process, we'll be able to educate them a little. What? He says, thus, the advantage of man's species is the preparation. But not everyone has a preparation to be a man. He has a point in the heart, or we develop it. That's why he says, you will save man and beast. There are these and there are those, and everyone has their own salvation. In the end, everyone will come to it. The difference is in the way. There are those who come through work that is called man because they already have the inclination to resemble the Creator. They're willing to kind of sacrifice themselves in order to achieve the form of bestowal and love of others, and that's what matters to them. And they suffer when they don't have it. And there are those who don't have it, so they can't regret it. You can't ask this of them. You can't. They don't understand you. They don't understand what you want. You want to love others? Go ahead, do it. Hug every person on the street. No problem. They don't have it, and they're right. And we mustn't require it of them, demand it of them. But by you approaching the Creator and tending to them in the form of food, sex, family, money, power, knowledge, through workshops and whatnot, through the workshops that they do through you, they'll be connected to you, and the workshops somehow design the quote-unquote spiritual kli externally, as they are themselves external. So that's enough for you in order for you to give to them the light that reforms through you. It comes down to them. And then they approach and become attached to you, and in this way, help you. So remember, in this way, with his avyut, he helps you get to the mountain of the Creator. Yes?
He says here, to yearn to serve him, and by that you rise above the animal, the beast. What does it mean to serve the Creator?
You don't remember what we talked about yesterday, and you were here yesterday. We said that in the beginning we want to receive reward. A reward to have the revelation of the Creator. Afterwards, the reward is love of the Creator. Love of others, one appears over the other. Then you come to a reward where you don't want any reward, only the desire. Remember? The pains of love. They're so good and sweet that this is what I want. I want to constantly crave it. I want to constantly implement it, do it. And nothing else. I don't want to receive any reward, but only the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. The reward of a good deed is a good deed. In the work itself, you see everything. You don't need anything else. What are you looking at me like that for? I'm asking you. No, you are a clever guy. Who is an expert? You tell me. An artist or a craftsman. An artist. Okay, we have a special painter here. I see. He's a real craftsman. Look at him paint. He enjoys painting. Really? It's not like he finished the job and that's it. The work itself gives him pleasure. That's a craftsman. Yes?
Okay, I can understand him.
This is called replacing it. What was previously work for you is now a reward. You're given work to exert, to do something. That's the reward. You don't ask for anything else. Yes?
What you're saying now, can I attain it in the current condition, under the current conditions, or I have to rise to some level?
You don't have to die for it. You can live and get it. Let's continue.
Page 474. Starting with the words, thus, after all the inquiries and scrutinies, we find that, accordingly, we can understand the matter of the absence that precedes the existence of man as the negotiation of the desire for God's proximity.
He doesn't feel the deficiency to discover the good does good, bestowal, love, there's none else besides him. It's beyond me, beyond my skin. I don't feel it. And they're right, saying that they don't feel it. I have no senses there. I don't have any arms or senses that extend my body. So what can I do? They're right. But this perception is called the perception of a beast. What's a man? One who at least wants to come out of one's skin, beyond my skin, I see that beyond my skin I see God. Yes, they want to extend their body. Outside the body, meaning outside the will to receive. You rise above it in order to bestow. And there you discover God.
Now we understand the words of the phrase that said, begins with denunciation and ends with praise. This means that we must remember and research the absence that precedes our existence in a positive manner, as this is the denunciation that precedes the praise, and form it, we will understand the phrase more profoundly. As it is written, begins with denunciation and ends with praise.
That's the ordinary way. We curse, we don't want, we don't agree, right, Amnon? That's it. And then gradually, it's not like we surrender. We don't surrender. Within us, not intellectually, but within us, all kinds of elements change, all kinds of qualities. And then we begin to perceive things differently. The values begin to change. What was previously not appreciated, it was bestowal, love of others, etc. I feel that it belongs to me egoistically. Now I'm speaking egoistically. I discover that it belongs to, that he belongs to me, and everyone belongs to my soul. And I begin to take interest in them. If not love them, then at least care, be concerned with them. That's how the connection with the friends begins. What's going on with them? Is he tired? Is he in pain? Whatever. I begin to somehow sympathize. To an extent, to myself, only 1% or so. But I nevertheless begin to connect. From that, you begin to approach spirituality. And this is why it begins with denunciation, where you have complete contempt to everything outside of you, and you end with praise, so much so that you begin to understand that if you tend to yourself, then you're tending to the animal, to the animate degree, but if you're tending to others, you're tending to your soul, which is the human degree. The human in you is spread out throughout humanity, and the beast in you is what is in his body. Okay, do you agree? Yes, someone said it. Yes, now we'll hear it.
I divided according to the two questions. The first one, what is the meaning in life? Then we will give something tasty and something for the will to receive. And the other question is those who ask, who do I pleasure? Then I teach the wisdom of Kabbalah.
How do you tell between the two? What are you going to do? Hold a puppet? God forbid, and say, that's the creator, and this is yogurt. Who wants it? How do you distinguish between them? How do you come to this mixed crowd and tell them apart?
We have to reach such a level of discernment.
Let's say I can come and see. I have this kind of special x-ray in my eye, and I see who has a point in the heart and who doesn't, and how deep it is. It may be buried so deep, because in the end, everyone comes to adhesion with the Creator. Everyone has a point in the heart. The question is where it is. Either it's already floating and you can work with it, or it's buried under the klipot, shells, under the inside the desire. So let's say I'd see it, I'd detect it. I see new people came here, we collected them, and I'll tell you, this guy and this guy, and this, and she and she and he, and then... Yes, we'd kind of x-ray them during the lesson, and I'd bring you the x-ray, and I'd mark a few people and tell them, these guys, you want to put them in a Kabbalah course and turn them into friends fit for being in our society, what would you do? You'd come to them and say, come on? And the rest, you wouldn't do that?
If someone has no deficiency, then there's no fulfillment.
How do you know if they have a deficiency or not? Everyone has a deficiency. How would you explain it? How would you tell between them?
A person advances according to his deficiency.
You are not hearing what I'm saying. How would you let a person know that he's been invited to a Kabbalah course and he's, and the friend next to him was not, but was invited to a parenting course? What parenting course? I want Kabbalah as well.
We will make this filtering, sorting from the circles that we give, connection circles, and the circles, and more and more.
So I'm asking you, honestly, I'm asking you to create for us such lineups for workshops by which we are certain to sort out who belongs where. Either a man or a beast. A beast. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
One more question.
Oh, man.
We have still vegetative, animate, and speaking. On the three lower levels, do they have the question about the meaning of life?
No.
No?
No. Perhaps they do ask about the meaning of life, but in what way? They're despaired with their lives, with not having yogurt, like this guy who destroyed his plane, and look how many people he killed in the process. You see? Like those who are fighting with ISIS and with Yemen, in Yemen today. There'll be like a ring of fire around us. Everything will be hot. Okay, do we continue?
Okay, so to continue with the words, this is also the meaning of our four exiles. Exile by exile, which precede the four redemptions.
That's according to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four the Dalet Prinot, the four Prinot of direct light. It was created in the fourth discernment. I, the Lord, do not change. So accordingly, it has to be corrupted in four phases and be corrected in four phases. We have the root point, which is the world of Keter, Adam Kadmon, and four subsequent degrees, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, and we are in the last degree of Asiyah called this world, and we have to climb back up through the same Yud Kei Vav Kei, but in a reversed manner, through the reflected light.
This is also the meaning of our four exiles, exile by exile, which precede the four redemptions, redemption by redemption, up to the fourth redemption, which is the complete perfection that we hope for soon in our days. Amen. Exile refers to absence that precedes the presence.
Absence of the Creator, of the power of bestowal and love, the power of connection. Not just absence of yogurt. That's obvious, right? So, not absence that has to do with the animate degree. It's absence that has to do with the human degree. Then it's called exile.
Absence that precedes the presence, which is redemption. And since this absence is what prepares for the Havaya, ascribe to it like the sawing that prepares the reaping, all the letters of redemption are present in exile except for the Aleph. Since this letter,
meaning all the deficiencies, all the problems, all the troubles, all the forms, everything is ready in the exile, is prepared in the exile, except for
the letter Aleph, since this letter indicates the Aluf, champion of the world.
Except for the light, which corrects and fills the Kli, the desire.
This teaches us that the form of the absence is but the negation of the presence.
Clear? Questions? Yes?
We are the last generation that's in exile, meaning on the verge of redemption. But how do we discern with all the chaos going on in the world? How can I discern, did I finish the exile or not?
Are you speaking personally?
No, I'm speaking in general.
We, in the first time in human history, we're in such a way that humanity is asking, what are we living for? They're not asking, why are we suffering? That's already clear. And they can give you 1,000 answers to why. They're not asking about, why are we suffering in our situation? But there is already the beginning of the question, where to? There's no point. There's no reason to. People are committing suicide. They're abusing hard drugs. They go to die in terror and perform terror acts. There's no reason to live. That's the problem. It's not like they're suffering. They're not. Food, sex, family, money, power, knowledge are all in abundance. But what for?
But Rav, we don't see that there's like an ordinary conventional war going to develop here, but we see that a harsh atom war can develop.
So
what about the meaning in life? We're about to destroy everything.
It doesn't matter. What does it mean destroy everything? If I'm willing to kill myself because I don't see any point in life, so what to me is a nuclear war? Nuclear, not nuclear, makes no difference. If I take my plane and fly into a cliff and a second later there's nothing. Alps, whatever. Then what do I care if it's nuclear or not? If he's going to ISIS, if he joins ISIS and goes to fight, then, of course, any minute he could die. But he feels alive. He is given some kind of sensation that he has this ideal, he has a purpose, he wants to do this thing to achieve something. So there is an international caliphate, Muslim caliphate, or whatever. So the human level lives not from having grass in front of it or wheat like an ass, like a beast. But there is a goal that's attractive. And it's not something that exists now. There's a big difference. An animal wants now. A man doesn't want now. He doesn't want to have it now. You want to live in some level, we'll give it to you. But no, I want something to anticipate, to look forward to. That's the thing about Lishma, for her sake. Where instead of the work, he feels the reward, the craving. Find where he writes about how they were lying to themselves. It's this craving that's fulfilling them. That's the human degree. This is typical of humans, characteristic of humans. So when we educate children, they live without any... Previously, there were corporeal, material problems, not enough food, they wanted to get something, a shirt. Oh, you have a new shirt. Do you remember that? You remember these times? Today, when you buy a new shirt, does it make you happy? Previously, it was an event.
Right?
It's written in the Jewish code of law that come Passover, you have to buy your children nuts. There were no sweets like today. Candy and stuff. What did they give children? Nuts. For the festivals. This was a festival. An occasion. Today.
What I wonder about is that it's not the purpose of creation, where the purpose of creation is to do good to his creatures. So it's like everything is upside down inside me. And what purpose of creation is it then?
We are still developing. We're still developing. But be a little smarter and look at the future. And you will see that it will come. With this kind of masses, it can't be like that. Even so, it's too fast. Well, not too fast, but very fast. I am very happy that this year we are advancing very beautifully with our studies. There were years where we were chewing and chewing, and I couldn't say anything. There was no point. There was... And no one to speak to. Now look at how fast we're exposing it. We started talking about the festivals, not just festivals, but there's a sequence of operations which are basically the same. The revelation of there's none else besides him, the good does good, and that's how it continues onward from beginning to end, and there's nothing special about it. Soon you'll see Passover is what's Passover? It's nothing special. What's Purim? The same thing. What's Mount Sinai? Nothing special. In everything, you have the same tendency, the same things. Afterwards, we'll have different work. Afterwards, we'll have to detail it. Which lights come, which desires are scrutinized or sorted out, which corrections they undergo, how through these desires we begin to put together the image of the Creator. And it's we. So this is called truly going into what we just read, the Gatehouse of Intentions. Abba, Ima, their internal, their surrounding, Dat, going down and appearing. You'll be working. You will be in the system itself. And you'll go into the system to such an extent that you won't feel the body. You'll feel the system and that you are there. Your donkey will be back there. Even when it dies, you're not with it anyway. You're not with it. That's the way it is. It will be soon. What does your son want?
We're both, we have internally and externally this feeling. If we look at it, like you said, we're in a process of the war of Armageddon. Wherever you look, both externally and also internally, you feel a severe struggle. To which extent is the effort to defeat this depends on me, and to what extent does it depend on each and every one of the friends in our society?
The victory is in bringing humanity to the climax of the good development along the way, and of course at the end. And it depends only on us. Only on us. It doesn't depend on them, on none of them. Not on the people of Israel, not on the nations of the world, but only on us. I have nothing else to say, to the extent that we tend to them and tie them to us. Because we ourselves have to be more united and connect to the upper force. And this is happening. We can see it in how we perceive the material better, how we understand it better, how we process it more correctly, how we put it in order as one whole Yudke Vavke. This is called one Avaya that we have to see. That's the meaning of observing Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel. But we also have to talk about adding to us the whole of Israel and subsequently the world.
We have a few upcoming months now that we can give a serious blow of dissemination. To which extent each one of the friends should see the importance of this dissemination in going out and disseminating? And Rav, in your opinion, in these 2-3 months of our dissemination, let's say till the winter, can we reach a state of conquering the land of Israel, so to speak?
I don't know. The first answer is, I don't know. The second answer is that we will get smarter after 7 months, because there is none so wise as the experienced. And I think we cannot slide it. Although it takes it costs us a lot of energy and money and efforts and preparations. But it seems to me that we will be able to do it and then decide to what extent it's beneficial. And the important thing is that during these 7 months, we should try all kinds of forms of dissemination, including workshops, lectures, campuses, courses, etc. Say you have work in Eilat for a week or however long people are there, give them a 3-day course. Really? Where's Leo? Is he here? We have to build such a thing. A 3-day course where they get this kind of a bundle, kind of a small portion of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. And the same goes for parenting, for education, for relationships, whatever is good for people. You know, just a tiny bit. And you entice them, you stimulate them, you know, you make them want more. You know, when you get off the table, you still want to have another bite. That's the meaning of having a good meal, and you didn't just devour. So you always want to have additional deficiency. Don't wait for them to have a deficiency. You have to give them the fulfillment with the next level of deficiency. So I think we need to do it, and other things as well, but we have no chance of advancing. We have to get into the people and our friends all over the world. Also, I hear that they are very successful, and our friends with the media, who are working with the media, are also doing well. You and Shimon, I hope you do a good job. You have a warm heart.
Just to add, we're really in a very exciting point in time. We're attacking through the internet, television, radio, and the circles, and I think that we're extremely strong society, powerful, that can truly give contentment to the Creator with what we're doing.
Great. So we will succeed. Of course. How else?
Just to continue the optimist words But first, good morning, Rob, dear friends, World Kli. This is our state today. I think it's really felt. And with respect to Bnei Baruch correcting the reality or creation, we're supposed to do it. The Creator is passing through us like a pyramid, where the head, we're supposed to pass on to the Achap, perform the corrections toward the Achap. My question, Rav, we have to reach full adhesion. Now, about the Achap, about us going on dissemination and what we grasp and perceive as the entire world, because it's eventually one soul, everything. Eventually, what level should they reach? Correcting the correction of creation or only the attainment of the Creator? Recognition of the Creator.
Without the correction of creation, we cannot know the Creator, because how does He appear? The correction of creation is a correction of the will to receive, in which the Creator appears. That's it. How else can it be? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
He's working with us like a pyramid, meaning we're the ones who have to carry out the correction of creation.
Yes.
But what about the 7 billion? Meaning until we achieve... How?
No. It doesn't work like that. No, we still can't approach... We can't approach now the introduction to the Book of Zohar. We stopped at midway. But we'll get to it. Read the end of it, what it says. At the end of the text, he says that after the children of Israel, meaning all those who want the Creator, when they all unite as much as they can, according to their situations and conditions, and they connect, through them, the abundance pours out to all the nations of the world. You don't need to work with 7 billion. Even in Israel, you know what? Reveal the purpose of creation to 500,000 people, 600,000, okay? Here in Israel. That's it. I don't think we need more. The rest will understand and feel of them of their own, by themselves. Because what exists in the head spreads into the body. All you need is a certain part. Afterwards, we'll scrutinize which part it is and where it is. And but when it's in them, it spreads throughout the world. Suddenly, you begin to see and feel, and you hear people talking about it on the radio, on television, in the press. People are using your words. They're saying it on a corporeal level, but they're talking about it. It becomes obvious to them. The fact that you worked on it for several years until you could understand the inner meaning of it, and this is connection, it has to work this way. They suddenly talk about it so naturally. Why did you study 5 years? What for? We understand it. It's obvious. True, because you attained it for them. That's why for us everything is so difficult in its appearance, with sweat and huge efforts. And for the world, just like that. It's like kids. We can all see how they use computers and smartphones, like they're born with it. It's like they came out of their mother's womb with a smartphone in their hands. So natural. And to me, I don't know what's in this box. Really? And they're saying, no, it's obvious. How do you know? Did you read the instructions? There are no instructions. No one wants to look at the instructions. They just work it out. They know it. So within them, they have this knowledge. And that's why if we work hard True, because we have to bring it down from above. But if we and they are somewhat connected, and we are, after all, together in the same world, we're somehow equal. So it kind of trickles down to them, like water. They don't flow. They trickle down. That view trickles down to them, just like that. Yes.
This is exactly the question, Rav. In this state, there will be only an intention. There will be only the Rosh. There will be no need for the body. If we're cleaved on to the Creator, what do you need the goof for?
No. Without a review, you won't be able to do anything. When you begin to connect them to you, then you'll have real redemption. This is redemption. You are just a preparation for it.
So it's the redemption, the correction of creation.
And the correction is only when they connect.
So then there will be no longer a body, a goof, only the rosh, the intention.
No, you'll have rosh and goof, head and body. Israel is called lirosh, I have head, so the rosh remains.
Meaning that same pyramid remains.
It'll become a circle. It will become a circle.
Thank you.
But I don't know how to explain this. Through Rav Palim Mekabtzel. Specifically with the help of the stony heart. Without the stony heart, we're only building patsufim. Squares. But by adding to it Rav Palim Mekabtzel, the stony heart, it closes everything in one integral, one circle. There's someone new over there. This guy. Quickly, quickly. We don't have time.
Hello, Rav. You earlier told one of the friends when he asked about dissemination that you have to create a fulfillment that is related to the deficiency of the next level. And how do I do it?
There are many questions here. We have to write down the lineups for these workshops and the lectures. We have to write them all down, give them to our friends so they know how they should do it. We need to think. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's not a problem, because what we teach, there are always many things that are kind of beside the point, like souls, reincarnation, reward and punishment in this world, after death, all kinds of things that people ask about, or not even ask, but have something that bothers them about it, and they have no answers. So that's not a problem. You too came with something in your gut, but you're not even bringing it out. Until we truly begin to feel that the question about the meaning of life is bugging us. What am I living for? But in this kind of deep and proper way, where we're, something hurts within, but we can't put the question into words. That's what we're saying in the Haggadah, the Passover narrative. Open up to him. Open what? Open the questions so they can ask correctly. Not give them the right, not give them the answer, just the question. We learn it. We have another week, and then the week of Passover, we will go over these things, hopefully. And it'll be all good. And in the meantime,
short announcement. Rav Lightman on Radio 103 FM. Dear viewers, we're very happy to invite you on Sunday, 8 p.m. Israel time, show on the Israeli radio. And thank you very much for being with us. Have a great day and a great night.
sun will shine. L'or shechoder achshav el haneshama.
Las pruebas vienen y puertas nos harán. Por eso, amigo, debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет,
но без твоей света нет.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ta'am ha'chayim.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will
где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима, яшар.